Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
You can also spend a bit of your mid-morning and afternoon with JKJ. We're going to be down at opening day today, right outside Coors Field, Denver Chop House, right, guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
So pumped.
All I know is they say they're going to feed us. So.
Oh, score.
Yeah.
It's a home run.
Take some of that.
Yeah.
We're going to be out there from 11 to 3. Our friends with the 360 photo booth from Tap to Start are going to be out there. We're brought to you by our good friends at Will Height Law Firm. Big Rob's going to be down there. Nina Cinnabon, is she coming?
I think so.
I think so, yeah.
She usually makes a stop out there
at the
home opener, yeah.
Yeah, come meet Cinnabon today. You guys excited? This is my 21st home opener that I've been to.
Jeez.
How many games have you actually attended of that?
You bet. So I'm really excited to go today and meet a bunch of people. And the weather has been all over the place throughout the years. I mean, we've had days we've been out in shorts and T-shirts. And last year, big heavy winter jackets.
Yeah.
I think today, right in the middle.
Yeah, somewhere in between. You never know with the weather when it comes to the home opener. But you know it's going to be a good time. I mean, downtown is all purple. And Coors Field looks great. We were just looking at it on the news. It looks so pretty.
It's all clean. They got the big CR there in the grass. Yeah. And, you know, it's the day where everybody's very optimistic about the team and excited. And then give it a couple weeks and you'll get those $5 tickets to go check out the game.
Hey, well, they won their first series in extra. Like,
that.
I'm just saying, yeah. Like the Rockies, you don't count them out just yet. Go Rockies.
No, you wait a day or two and then you count them out. My wife was just saying yesterday, she's like, we need to take the kids down to a Rockies game. We've never done that. I was like, well, let's give it a month. I was like, because then, you know, we'll be just, you can go down there and wander around out front and somebody will just hand you tickets.
True.
And you can go in and enjoy the game. So I think we got that going for us. I like your hat.
I like my hat, too. Thank you. Do you like my purse also?
Your purse is sick.
Well, it's
no,
fine.
That's cool.
No,
is that like a little girl's
it's
children's
a
purse?
Dooney and Burke. Purse.
Okay.
It's a
why are you
nice
holding
little,
it like
that? Well, I just wanted to show it to the camera.
Oh.
And also you, Jer. But yeah, I really.
That's cute.
I bought this like 3 months ago. I found it at like a TJ Maxx and I was like, well, I'm going to need that for the home opener,
yes.
You know? And so yeah, I've got my hat, got my purse. Ready to go, Rocky.
You're all
Rocky.
Decked out.
I am.
Right on. If you were on the fence on whether or not you were going to come down, now you should.
Now you
come
should.
Come see Katie's
my
purse.
My new purse. You have to come see it.
It's cute.
It's perfect.
It looks like something like a Oshkosh Bagosh
no,
or something.
Doesn't.
Or like
no,
a little
it
girl's
not.
Purse.
It's perfect. You have to be careful about what you bring into the ballpark because there's all those rules now.
Oh.
This is
that'll
official.
Get you in?
This will get me in, so... Yes, I love it.
Da-da-da-da-da-da!
Great purchase.
Hey, how are you feeling? I know your tummy tum was hurting yesterday.
I didn't eat anything yesterday.
Really?
I don't think that's ever happened.
Which is
happened.
A first.
In
yeah.
my life, I don't think that's ever happened.
You got poo-poo?
I mean, I don't know. It just kind of...
you don't know.
I was telling Josh it's weird because I'll get these like you know, moments of I feel hot and cold.
Okay.
But, like...
Cramps?
I was super tired a little bit. Like, I went home yesterday after our meeting, and I literally fell in my bed and slept for 3 hours.
So it was a normal day.
No, it was not. I don't usually do that. But, yeah, I definitely just felt exhausted yesterday, and I knew that we had today coming up because we're also going to be at the Mammoth game tonight. So we have a very busy day in store, and I was like, I better get some sleep or I'm going to be a crab apple.
Yeah, I'm sorry your tummy tum's not
it's
feeling
fine.
Good.
I just don't know the whole I haven't eaten in a day thing. I'm still I woke up today, and I'm like, holy, well, I really did that. Like,
you're hangry.
I know. Not
do you
even
want
angry.
Something? You want to
I
get
don't.
You some pancakes in here, some
no.
French toast?
You want like a banana or
not
something.
Really
yeah.
I know. I need to start
Eggs
small.
Benedict.
I think, no. Oh. I think I need to start light
lobster
and small.
Lobster omelet.
Get a nice little base going there, maybe. A piece of
wonder
sourdough.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I think it's just like nervousness.
No, there's honestly only one logical explanation for why you're not feeling good and you're tired.
Why?
Well, you're pregnant.
No, I'm not. Stop it.
You might want to get that looked into today
after
the game and stuff. Just double check that, okay?
Don't do that to me, Jared. No.
Mix 100.
I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to want to stick around to the end of the trending report because we've got another boring banger for you. It's what we do on Fridays for fun is we toss on a song about something mundane and boring. You guys submitted your votes for that on our Facebook page. Like, what's the most boring, mundane thing that we can turn into a boring banger of a song?
Love it.
Love it. Mean it. And we'll be playing that here at the end of the trending report, or the Mile High Hype, sorry. So stick around for that. We were just talking about how the Artemis II is having problems with their toilet up there in space. But before they went to space, this is so funny to me. CNN was out and about interviewing people on their excitement about that big rocket launch, and they stuck the mic into this little kid's face.
Oh, no.
Did you see this little kid at all?
I did see this.
He had his hat on. He had his GoPro, like, attached to his hat. Like, he's ready to watch this space launch.
He's into it.
And they're like, hey, little buddy, what are your thoughts on this? And here's the audio.
Why do you want to be here? Why do you love space? Why do you love being a part of history?
We're going back to the moon, that's why.
Obviously,
of babes,
an F-bomb. I gotta hear that. I love this kid.
Why do you want to be here? Why do you love space? Why do you love being a part of history?
We're going back to the moon, that's why.
Yeah, get out of my face, CNN.
No, I love the reporter because you know he sees this kid so into it, right? He's got the GoPro, he's got all the stuff, and he's like, we want to talk to him. We're going to get a heck of a soundbite out of that kid. I know it.
And they sure got one.
They sure did. That's amazing.
I love that kid. I love it so much. Funny. And I am just a freak about watching the national news. I love it. And I love it when they're out at these events and they're interviewing people and they drop the F-bombs.
I know, yeah.
You know, and you're just like, oh my God. But it's cable news.
You know that reporter thought he was safe walking up to a kid. He's like, this guy's not going to swear.
Makes me so happy.
His mom's right there. Like, nope.
More news trickling out about Tiger Woods. He flipped his car on that road in Jupiter, Florida. And now there's body cam footage being released of him failing the sobriety test.
Uh-huh.
And then at one point he walks away from the cops, gets on his phone, and when they call him to come back, he goes, hey, sorry, I was talking to the president.
Yeah, no, he's very braggadocious on that part.
That's a flex. Right there. They also shows him hiccuping multiple times during his test.
Yawning.
The screenshots of that, be careful of what you're clicking on.
Yeah.
It's like there's so much fake news when it comes to that. Screaming in the backseat of the police car.
Yeah.
Crying in the backseat. He was yawning.
He was yawning.
They took the screenshot. It looks like he's screaming. He's not screaming. And I got one final thing. I feel like this would be for you, Katie, because I feel like you enjoy meat in shapes. Dinosaur chicken nuggets sold at Walmart may be contaminated with lead.
Oh, no.
According to health officials, the whole U.S. Department of Agriculture, Food and Safety, they sent out an alert. If you're interested in it, do a quick Google search. They'll give you the brand, the production dates, all that. But it's the dinosaur chicken nuggets that you need to be concerned about from Wally World. Why is it I feel like you go home in the afternoons and make yourself a plate of those?
Yeah.
And then you
don't knock the dino nuggets, Jer.
Who's eating who now, dinosaur?
You build a little mashed potato volcano with the gravy. Like,
come on. Come on now.
the broccoli tree.
Our broccoli trees.
You have to.
What could you do with peas? Little boulders, I guess.
Little dino
poop. So anyway, be careful eating your meat and shapes today because it might have lead in them.
No,
do we have sports stuff?
We do, really quickly, in honor of opening day for the Rockies, the Texas Rangers just announced a wearable Texas-sized cowboy hat that is a 9-layer dip served with 26-inch fried tortilla shell filled with beans, cheddar cheese, sour cream, guacamole, pico de gallo, black olives, and jalapenos, and some more tortilla chips for the actual dip.
That.
It is a wearable cowboy hat. Now, this sounds so cool for the fan that gets it. I would hate to be the guy behind it.
Oh, yeah. No, you don't.
I'd love it.
I'd
stick my fingers in it.
I know. You could actually have a free snack.
I'd snap
right?
a piece off.
It's right there.
You would never know.
I'm going to eat your hat. Sorry, homie.
I'm going to eat your hat.
Massive.
Watch me eat your hat.
Funny.
Okay, so this story made me laugh so hard. A man tried to get a job with the Commerce City Police Department, and homie had a long list of previous offenses. But not only that, he had an active warrant. So, funny.
How do you not know?
He called the police department and he was like, hey, can I still work with you guys if I have an active warrant? And they were like, well, hey, why don't you come down here and we'll work it out? Come talk to us about it. So
he went down
to the police station and they arrested right there. And can you believe he even asked as he was being brought back to the pokey? He was like, hey, is this going to affect my chances of getting that job?
Wouldn't it be funny if they hired him?
Yeah, I No, you're good. Commerce City PD came out and they were like, listen, if you have a track record that is this long, I mean, we're talking pages, we're not going to hire you. So just so you know, but makes for a very funny story.
So good.
Makes for a very, very funny story happening right here in Colorado. Okay, also happening right here along I-25 now. They're going to start sending you fines in the mail if you're caught speeding up in the northern part of the corridor now. So they've got these cameras, right, between two points, and they clock all the cars going through that stretch. Mm-hmm. So they get you at this point, and then they get you at this point. And if they can decipher that you've been speeding in that stretch of highway, they're going to send you a ticket for $75. And they are not messing around. I guess between March 1st and April 1st, they were sending out warnings about this. Like, hey, we've got these cameras. They're on. They're clocking you. They sent out 16,000 warnings about speeding in that area.
Maybe they should just raise the speed limit then.
Well, no, they can't, because that's the thing, too, is that stretch of highway has seen so many accidents. We're talking like deadly accidents.
Never mind.
And that's why they
cancel.
Because they're building all those express lanes up there north, right? So that's what they're doing. They have all that construction going on, and people are just speeding through the construction like it doesn't matter. So they put these cameras up, and they say since they've put the cameras up, the speeding has reduced by 90%.
Oh, that's great.
So they're working. These cameras are working. But be aware, again, if you're up in that area, it's cameras. They're going to send you a ticket. Let's bring it up a little bit because the Denver Aquarium has a new armadillo.
I love armadillos.
She's so sweet.
They roll up into little balls.
They do. And little Flora. So she's been around for a bit. She's 14, and she was actually born at the San Antonio Zoo, and then she was transferred to the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo in 2020, according to the aquarium. So they brought her down to Denver. She's going to be introduced to the aquarium's male armadillo, Royce.
Why are they at the aquarium?
Oh, they're going to smash?
They are.
They're going to smash.
At 14. Wow.
Armadillo hotel going
on,
right?
Yeah. Roll me up into a ball, baby.
At 14, I know.
Good for her.
Still getting it. So they're going to have a brief acclimation period.
Oh, yeah, they are.
The aquarium said.
They're
going
to light some candles.
Yeah. Like, they brought little Flora just for Royce. So I can't, like, they should make a reality love show. I'd watch the armadillo love show, right? Wouldn't you? He rolls up in the ball, gets all happy. Yay, Flora! I'd watch for
that's
at
a
least
weird
20
kink
minutes.
You got.
What do you mean? Okay, and then a couple things going on in Denver. You want to hear about some things this weekend?
Sure.
Like Red Bull BC One.
That's
like premier breakdancing competition. We've talked about this before, and the Denver leg right now, they're
practicing.
Having it at Boecher Concert Hall.
Boecher,
thank you. So it's free all ages event, so they're going to have the top B-boys and B-girls competing in one-on-one battles. Yeah, and then the winners
I want to go to that.
Yes.
Go watch the armadillos getting
and
freaky, and I want to go
breakers.
Watch this.
Yes, so they're going to advance to the national finals in San Diego. So this stop here in Denver is a really big one.
You got to bring your own piece of cardboard?
So I'm sure they'll have cardboard there for you. Mm. I'm sure that they'll have some cardboard on hand, but I thought this would be right up your alley, like breakdancing
competition. I'm not gonna lie, like that sounds like a hell of a time.
Doesn't that sound fun?
I thought when is
like
it?
That. So it's today. It's at Boecher Hall, so that'll be today.
What
and
time?
I think they're going to start it at like 2 or something like that.
Well,
it
I can go right from the home opener down to the breakdance competition.
You absolutely
and show
can.
Them my moves.
Yeah, so I think that this screams
I got a
you,
full
Jeremy.
Velour one-piece tracksuit and gold chains. I'm going to show them up.
It's so funny because when I saw it, I immediately thought, like, this is something that Jeremy would be all about. Like, I envisioned the smile across your face. So I'm
so happy.
So I'm
ridiculous.
So happy that you actually
thank
like
you for
it.
This.
Do you want one more just in case?
Just give me a quick one.
Doors
I want to get to the boring banger.
Doors are 5 o'clock, so you've got some time. I was looking
at
the doors for the
it's
breakdancing competition. Oh, okay, there's that. One
sorry,
more.
Lord, I'm going to the breakdancing competition. It's
and
what Jesus would have wanted.
It is. Jesus is a breaker all day. He's got some sick moves.
Broke out of that cave.
Okay. Oh, yes, he did. Okay. You want one more?
No.
Okay, we're done. There's your Mile High Hype.
Mix 100.
Well, let's talk about health. Everybody's really focused on health right now, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
Especially all those on the ticky-tocky. There's a new fitness trend that's popping on the old ticky-tocky right now. It's something called silent walking, and a bunch of doctors and influencers on there are recommending that people do silent walking because it provides cardiovascular benefits
by reducing stress hormones that strain the heart, so says this story.
Well, how is it different from regular walking?
Well, what it is there's nothing in your ears, essentially. No digital distractions. You're not even on the treadmill, it sounds like, at the gym with a screen in front of you. Shut off all the TVs, shut off your phone, your iPad. What it does is it allows the nervous system to just settle.
Yeah.
It lowers your cortisol and adrenaline levels, improves circulation, lowers blood pressure. And then there's a mindful approach because then you're just sitting there with your thoughts, well, with the voices in your head.
Yeah. And I do this not every time I walk or run, but, you know, I do it because they're right. They say that when you're outside, the positive effects of being outside, they're harder to get to you if you have something in your ear. So like being outside without some kind of digital component or some kind of thing that's getting your attention, that's going to be easier for you to get the effects of being outside. But that's another thing that I saw recently is that we can't do anything without doing something else. We can't.
No,
It's so hard for us to just be dialed into walking. So I like that it's now a trend and hopefully people do it more.
It's nice. You know, like in the summer, I like to go out for my morning walks and runs. And there are times where I just pop the earbuds out and you just listen to the wind.
The birds,
right?
Yes, you notice the trees. You say hi to the trees. You pick up a
rock. Hi, trees!
Yeah!
Hello, like, tree, I'm out for my run.
Softer.
It heightens all your senses, too, I feel like. Like, you start smelling things, and you can kind of, like, taste the air, which is weird to say. But, yeah, it heightens everything for you.
And you're a lot more aware, also, which is good.
It's harder to get mugged, for sure. Yeah. I haven't been mugged once when I pull my AirPods out. Yeah, because I fight back like a ninja.
Exactly. You're right.
I heard him coming.
You're ready for him this
time. Sneaking
up on me. Not today.
Well, from your cardiovascular health to your skin and your face and your general body positivity feeling, I guess.
Yeah.
Katie's been showing off Denise Richards' face transplant.
She looks fabulous.
She looks really good.
Absolutely shocked me. Her entire story. So the thing is she's very transparent about her facelift and how, you know, she was so scared to get it done because she was just like, I don't want something wrong to happen to my face. I don't want to be one of those people that like this is up here and this is down here, you know, and doesn't make any sense. So she was so worried about going into it. And there's so much of that, so much of her just being completely scared about it. And I think women in general, like, we can relate to that. I don't want to get Botox because I'm terrified. Like, ooh. I want to do it because I want to look better, but the fact that it absolutely terrifies me, you know, holds me back
a little
bit.
Why does it scare you?
It's needles in my face.
Needles in the face. Yeah, that'll get you.
And again, it's not even just the needles in the face. It's what if something goes wrong? You hear about those people who are always surprised then because they hit a nerve, you know?
Yeah.
And so it just, like, with her, she came out and said that. She was like, I was so terrified to do this because I didn't know what the end results were going to be. But they have these new facelifts now that are like natural and it's not your grandma's facelift where her eyebrows are back by her hairline. You know, so you could not have seen. I don't think you could tell that she got something done if you just came upon Denise Richards in real life and you didn't know her before and
she
you just
looks
saw
incredible.
Her.
Incredible.
My goodness.
And her doctor must be just one of the best.
Yeah, she went to Dr. Ben Talai.
Oh, he's a
Los
good
Angeles.
Guy.
Well, he's known for the, natural looking plastic surgery, minimally invasive procedures. Like, he did to her what so many women wish that they could get done. But here's the thing. Because it's
expensive.
So natural, because it's minimally invasive.
In Beverly Hills.
$200,000 to $250,000 is what they're saying.
Can I pull that out of my HSA?
On that face. I know, right? Like, that's
sounds
what you
right.
want to know. But I just feel, I was talking to baby Nana about this last night because I think this is something for your generation when you get to the age that these things might be popping up. It's going to be so normal. Like, people are going to be
They'll
doing it left and
kits.
Right. Exactly. Like, you're going to do it yourself, probably, you know? So it just is fascinating to see fast forward from when I was a kid, you know, like facelifts, like only the rich and famous did that.
Yeah, then there was that scar that went all the way around.
Now it's so
hers
different.
Is fantastic.
And Denise Richards looks so good. I mean, my gosh, she looks fabulous.
It
good
took
for her.
20 years off of her for sure.
At least. I said she looks like she's in her 20s again.
Yeah, she looks really good.
She looks really, really good.
Well,
so.
Send me that link to that doctor just in case I don't want to get stretched.
Yeah, absolutely. He does flabby arms too, so up your alley. No, just kidding. just kidding.
Bang,
Jeremy.
Shots fired.
I'm just kidding.
Do you want to compare High Helens
no,
right now?
No, I don't.
Would you like to compare High Helens?
I don't know what that is. No, I
don't.
You
don't know what the High Helen is?
I don't know what a High
Helen is. It's the big fat piece of skin that hangs down on your underarm, and it's when you're waved to your neighbor and they call Hi Helen! Hi Helen! And you're waving and that thing goes back and forth. So the nickname is the Hi Helen.
I don't want to see that. Mine keeps waving 5 minutes later.
Yeah. Helen left already. It's Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100. We'd like to deliver you a little PMI every day, positive, minus, and something a little bit interesting to send you on your way with a smile. Josh has the P today.
I do today, and you got to hear me out through this one because it starts off a little minus, but a famous hot dog streamer, he owns a hot dog stand, and he goes by the name of Musa USA, or Musa USA, I'm hoping I'm saying that correctly. His real name is Musin, and he was streaming the other day over the weekend, and he had $30 stolen from his tip jar as the fake person ordering food there kind of distracted him, took 30 bucks from the tip jar.
Well, it was a real person. It wasn't
The person fake ordering kind of distracted him. And he, as he turned around, took 30 bucks from his tip jar, and all the people watching his stream let him know on stream. They're like, hey, man, you just got stolen from. You just got stolen from. So this whole thing blew up and went crazy viral. He called the cops, and that young man was actually arrested later on that night. Well, yesterday, another video went viral again because that young person's mother came to the stand and explained to them that she did not raise him to act like that.
How much do you think he took from you?
About $30, I think. But you don't need to pay.
No, I'm going to pay because my son wasn't raised like that. I want to pay you back because you don't deserve to be stolen from. You're here to do a service. I appreciate it. He took it from your tip jar.
And I love that. She made it right. She actually gave him the $30. He thanked her profusely. They are on the stream, and he showed him giving her a big old hug after that. And I love that. Look, a mother does not raise her son to act like that. I know that I have done things in my life where my mom was like, I did not raise you to act like that. And it's so true. I love that she actually went to the hot dog stand and made it right. Like, that was a really cool video to see.
That's a power mom move right there.
It is. She was so sweet.
You're going to learn today.
That's right. Don't piss off mom.
No, don't do that.
Not today. So we are very lucky that our building here, pretty brand new. It feels great to come into the office, right? But that's not the case for a lot of people when it comes to going to work. And they have this new term. It is called sick building syndrome.
What?
Yeah. And so they're saying that they've noticed, especially in the health technology industry with all the fluorescent lights and everything, it triggers headaches and makes people exhausted. But it's more than that. Researchers say it's things like the carpet in a building, having it been there for so long, the smells attached to it. If buildings were made back in the 80s, there's a lot of building materials that they used that now we're finding out are making us sick.
Old asbestos.
So they're looking at this and they're saying that, you know, sudden inexplainable illness, it affects women more than men, but more doctors are looking at where you're working. Where are you spending the majority of your day? Because this could in turn tell us where you're getting sick. And they're finding out businesses have a lot to do with it. So they're saying, I know, like, again, the technology industry, the health industry is definitely a lot more because of all of the beeps and the boops and the machines and everything, right? Like, those things in itself, they raise anxiety. So they're finding all of these things combined are really doing
screwed.
A number on people.
You know how many beeps and boops we have every morning?
Brain fog, nausea, dizziness, migraines, rashes, and other symptoms. All these things
all
are tied to sick building syndrome. So again, we're pretty lucky our building's new,
I don't feel
that when I come into
this
place.
It's just the coworkers that make me
feel
that way.
I know, there's that, but you can't do much about that. But if you're in an older building like downtown and you're not feeling well over and over and over again, if there's something that's sitting with you, maybe this will help you. Maybe you can go to your doctor and say, I live in a building that was built in the 1800s.
Yes, help me out.
Help me, doc.
So, it reminds me when I went back and toured my elementary school right before they shut it down.
Yeah.
And we were in the gym, and they're like, oh, we just got a new gym floor. Now they're shutting the school down. She's like, you would have been so surprised at the amount of asbestos they pulled out of the carpets.
Oh.
So I'm like, the same carpets that we all rolled around on in the
80s? Exactly. Like, you slept on that carpet, right? You're like, that was my spot. That
we
part
did
of the
sit-ups
carpet.
And push-ups and all sorts of stuff on that carpet. You'll never guess how much asbestos is in there. Oh, no.
Yeah,
I'm
so
doomed.
There you go. Sick
right.
Building syndrome.
Good to know. Well, let's wrap things up with the interesting. This is kind of funny. I was just raving about NASA's big Artemis 2 launch the other day. And it's funny. They got up there into space and they immediately faced an unexpected problem when the spacecraft's $30 million toilet system malfunctioned. Like right after lunch. Right after launch.
Not- oh,
Actually, both would be horrible,
too, right? Both of
those
are really bad.
Yeah, so the toilet system completely went down. They say it affected the universal waste management system. But luckily, guys, good news. They got it working a couple hours later, and they said you can now donate your fluid into that toilet system. I watched a whole thing on that toilet up there. And what went into, like, the vacuum system and the collection system of all that, and how many handles are in the little area, because you think about it, you're floating around up there.
Yeah.
You can't just plop down on the toilet and deposit a little space turd.
Oh, I'm sure it's a little different.
You gotta hold yourself down.
Zero gravity. Well, and I just know if I was a part of a launch, I would have bubble guts immediately. Like, my nervousness.
I thought the same thing.
Immediately. It would make me just be so nervous. So I feel so bad for those astronauts that they had to wait at all, because could you imagine? We're not
Katie's
ready
like,
yet.
Can we do 5 minutes, please?
Oh, God. Yeah, because I was like, how do they test that on Earth with, like, hardcore diarrhea, you know? Because that's what you're going to get if you're, my God, I'm in space. I'm nervous.
I'm freaking out.
You got handrails, foot tethers, and suction technology in this $30 million toilet. They say that the solid waste gets sent back to Earth while the urine gets vented daily. So you get space urine, but you got to bring the space turds back home.
Okay.
Which is weird. I feel like you could just fire that off into space too, right?
No, yeah.
Take out a couple satellites with your space turd.
And then it would, you know, whip around up there and come back down like Joe Dirt. And then we have the
space turd
in the museum.
There you go, guys. There's your positive, your minus, and something a little bit interesting this morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh at Mix. I'll get you here in the studios to play Fast Five. We'll get you on the air, find out what you're doing for Easter weekend, and then I'll toss a category at you. And start a 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me 5 things that have to do with that category. You think you can do it? Can you pull it off? Or are you going to freeze in the moment? Who cares? Call us. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. As always, we're looking for people who have never played before. Now, Katie, give us some examples of ones that we've done in the past for people.
Okay, so you've asked for things like name 5 foods that are sour or 5 members of Jackass. Now, yesterday, the one that won it was Nicole, who could name 5 things that she loved about Jesus, which was Maciel's boyfriend. So that was a fun way to wrap it up. It sure did.
It got silly yesterday.
She loves your feet, Jesus.
It went way too long yesterday.
So
we ended it with a laugh. What are we playing for today, Katie?
Okay, it's a great prize. Go Avs, go. You're going to score a pair of tickets to check out your Colorado Avalanche as they host the Calgary Flames on Thursday, April 9th. You'll be at Ball Arena if you can win Fast Five today. Yeah.
All right, let's get her done, guys. Let's get her done. Boy, stacked and racked. Look at that phone.
It's
full. Who do we got? We got... make sure I get the person who's been holding the longest. Michaela. Hi, Michaela.
Oh, my gosh. Me?
Oh, my gosh. It's you.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
What?
You guys are crazy.
You're crazy.
I love this already, Michaela.
Yeah, we can just talk. I don't even want you to play. You're fun.
Well, what is up, guys?
What's up, dog? What are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to the casino with my boyfriend.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's a great thing to do on Easter.
Oh, we're so excited.
Just the way the Lord intended. Well, you got a boyfriend, huh? How long you been with this guy?
Year and a half, maybe. I've known him for like 5 years, though. So.
Okay. Oh. Just decided to make a little romance
out
of it.
He wore you down, did he, Michaela?
What's his name?
Dan.
Dan and Michaela sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. He does?
You're so funny.
He sings that to you?
Yes, he loves to sing it. And he spells a different word every time.
Oh, yeah. Switches it out.
He's a jokester.
He's a prankster. I like him.
I love him.
You guys going to get married?
Oh, of course. Definitely.
All right, good. He's a funny
guy. No hesitation.
You always got to marry the funny guy, all right? Trust
you do.
Me.
All right.
Trust me.
Laughing in a marriage is important, Michaela.
Very.
Oh, you guys are so cool.
I know.
Oh,
I know.
I listen to you guys every day at work, so. Oh,
thanks, Michaela.
What do you like about us?
I don't know. You guys are just better than the other radio channels.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. Just like I've listened to other ones, and I prefer you guys.
Damn straight, girl.
I love that. Like, that's the best way to put it. You prefer us. Thank you, Michaela.
You're a very wise person. All right, what do I have for you? Unfortunately, this first one is pretty hard. It did come in from a listener. Are you a native to Colorado?
No, my mom is, but I've been here for like 6 years.
I don't know if you're going to get this one. I apologize, but it's the first one on the list. In 10 seconds, give me 5 present and past Colorado governors. Go.
Governors?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Just name the current one.
Yeah. I don't know if I can even do that.
Oh, no.
Well, I'll hold on to that one for somebody who's a native next time.
Oh, man.
Right.
Well, darn it. You didn't get it. You got a stinker to start it off. But it was so nice talking to you.
Yes.
I know. It was so nice. Like, it's okay. I'm not even mad about it.
I'm not mad about it either.
So glad we got to chat with you, Michaela.
You can call.
You guys are awesome. You guys have a great weekend as well, okay?
All right. See you later.
Win lots of money.
Make it. Go make out with your boyfriend. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. She was so sweet. I love that she started.
Josh, I want all that audio.
She
was
great. The best.
Lindsay, hi.
Hi.
Hi. What are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to Dallas to see the Avs play Dallas.
Really?
Oh, okay. And now you're trying to win some more tickets from us to go see the Avs.
They're my favorite team ever.
Okay.
Good for you.
Just the best team in hockey. No big deal, right, Lindsay?
Absolutely.
Yeah, girl. Yeah.
Go, Avs, go.
All right.
Go, well, Avs, go.
Do you watch a lot of movies?
Some, yeah.
Some, all right. No sequels, but in 10 seconds, give me 5 movies that are set in college. Go.
Legally Blonde. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
There's tons of them. I just
know.
There's a bunch. I'm going to hold on to that one.
Yeah, they're sure down.
I mean, I will say Old School is probably one of my most
favorites.
Oh,
Old School.
Oh, that's a good one.
And Pitch Perfect. It's a toss-up.
That's right. It's Pitch Perfect, too.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
That is a good
one. So many.
Aka awesome. Lindsay, have fun in Texas or in Dallas.
All right.
Be safe. We'll see you later.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great weekend.
You cheer too. Loud, bye. Lindsay. Bye.
It's a hot Angela on the line. Hi, Angela.
Good morning.
No joke. Coming up right around 8:20 today, there's a listener message that came in regarding the name Angela,
yeah,
believe it or not.
Oh, I'm going to have to tune in.
You
yeah,
do.
It has to do with Angelas and hot Angelas, so yeah, this is perfect.
I'm excited for it now.
Yeah, so what are you doing this weekend besides being hot?
Just Easter.
A little Easter action?
Yeah.
You got some? You got some Easter baskets still in your house, some little kiddos?
Kinda.
Yeah, coordinating with the Easter bunny to get it done, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're a bit older, but, you know, the Easter Bunny still comes. Yeah. So
you're like my mom and the Easter Bunny. We got Easter baskets until I was like 22 years old.
I'm not going to lie. I'm 46 and I still get them at my parents'.
Same. Really?
And I have a baby Nana. She's going to be 23 and I have a basket that I need to give her. So, no, it's something you do as a mom. I'm telling you.
And we still have an Easter egg hunt.
Yeah.
The adults have one and the kids have one. And
what?
They're the little plastic eggs. And there's always some money in each egg. Like everybody has like their own certain color and you find them. And then there's like one golden egg that has, you know, a little bit more cash in it.
Oh, money.
If it's an adult one, you can put shooters in there.
You can put, so many
you can put cigarettes.
Yeah. All kinds of fun things
All
you can put in those eggs.
Inappropriate things. Well, that sounds fun, Angela. You got a fun family.
That sounds like a great weekend. Yeah,
thanks.
I really do.
Yes.
All right, let's do this one. The word I'm looking for is red, like the color red.
Red.
I need any brands or products or whatever with the word red in the name.
Oh.
Oh, go.
Oh, go. Red Box, Red Wing.
Come on.
Oh,
come on.
Oh, man.
They're all going to come to me later.
I'm not going to tell you anymore because I'm going to reuse it, maybe.
Yeah, reuse it, and I hope somebody can get that because that was a stumper for me.
It's a fun one. That's a fun one for me.
You started off strong, too.
Angela, you stay hot, my friend. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You guys do, too.
Happy Easter. Bye, Angela.
Bye.
All right, who we got holding here? Looks like Nathan's been holding the longest. Hi, Nathan.
Hello.
Hello. You doing Easter stuff? Hey, dude. You going doing Easter stuff this weekend?
Yeah, we're going to have a family celebration at my parents' house. And at 44 years old, I still get Easter basket.
Do you
yeah,
really?
Yeah, you do, Nathan.
God, this, I almost want to bump the Angela topic at 8:20 and talk to grown adults still getting Easter baskets today. I'm going to think about it.
Just a few years ago, I still had to go find it.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
You got to make it official, right?
Where was it? Like, up in a tree?
You know, like in a closet between clothes or hanging on the shower head.
Nathan.
You know how the Easter Bunny does it?
Did you ever tell your mom and the Easter Bunny, please stop. Please stop doing this.
No.
My mom just loves holidays.
Yeah. Why would you tell her to stop? It makes her feel good too, right?
And the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would tell my mom, stop or I'm not coming over anymore. All right. You do you, Nathan. You do you.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. All right, here we go. Your word is red. I need any brand or product or whatever with the word red in it. And go.
Red Wings. Red Box.
Yep. Come on.
Red Salad.
What?
Red Salad.
Nope. You didn't get it. You didn't
get it.
You
tried with that last one.
Have a very good Easter. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, have fun downtown today, guys.
Oh, thank
you. Thank you, Nathan.
Bye, Nathan.
Yeah, we're downtown for the home opener today. Denver Chop House. Be there at 11. Come see us. Come say hi. Hi, Nick Knack. Nicole.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're super dupes.
Yeah.
Super dupes. Got some soccer games this weekend, I see.
We do. We have soccer games with my daughter.
That's all right. It's good exercise.
Yeah, get out
it
there.
Is.
Good exercise.
On the pitch.
Teamwork is good. It's good to have a team. All right.
I agree.
Your word is red. In 10 seconds, give me any brand or product or whatever with the word red in it. And go.
Red shirt, red car, red strawberries, red licorice, red house.
No. Those are not products. Those aren't products.
Oh, man.
Red car, red shirt.
No, I know.
Nice try, but you didn't get it, Nick Knack.
Okay.
Have a good weekend.
Well, you did.
You failed miserably.
Thank you, Nick Knack.
Okay, bye. No, come on,
I feel
guys.
Bad when they don't understand it, though.
Really? We've done two already.
I know.
And that
but
was the
I
third time.
Bad.
I think you can understand it at this point.
Okay.
Abigail. Abigail.
Abigail. Hello?
Go on.
Okay, bye.
Rochelle.
Hi.
Hey. Do you like the color red?
I'm hoping so.
Well, okay. That's the word I'm looking for. Any brand or product or anything with the word red in it. Go.
Red Hot, Red Vines, Red Vox, Red Wings.
Come on.
Red Sox. Red Sox?
Red what?
Socks? Where's that white socks?
I'm not taking
Red Sox.
Red
Sox, no. Why not?
Oh, yeah, the Red Sox.
Red Sox, yes.
I'm thinking of
the Boston
clothing
Red
on.
Sox, no.
Did you get
it? I think she got it at the buzzer there.
Do you want me to play you the Winnie Win song?
Yes, please.
Yes!
Oh, I'm just so excited. He's talking to us.
There's Red Bull and Red Robin and
Red
Lobster.
Bull. All the food ones.
That is so true, too. Oh, my God. Yeah.
The Red Hat Society, the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
There's so many.
Oh, yes.
But you got what you needed, Rochelle. Came out swinging.
Oh, thank you for putting us out of our misery.
You're welcome.
Good job, Rochelle.
Well done. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll get you all the information about those Avs tickets that you just won.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling and playing.
Bye.
Katie, we did it.
Sure did.
Monday, the word is yellow.
Mix 100.
Now, speaking of sports, we had this thing going on yesterday with Mark Mosier over at Altitude, Altitude 92.5. Where were we having people call over there and tell him that he's a disgusting pig and text over there? I pulled in Nelly. Hi, Nelly. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys? First time, long time.
No,
yeah.
Stop it.
That was Sabrina Carpenter on Mix 100. It's going to be a cold one, Denver. Grab your hoodie on the way out the house. Did I pass the audition?
Don't make me regret this. Don't make me do it. We don't talk like that, so shut up.
Okay. Right. It's going to be a scorcher, Denver.
So Nelly is in charge of the phones over there at Altitude. And can you just paint a picture of what happened yesterday when we told everyone to call in and call Mark Mosier a pig?
Yeah, so I think our first call came in around 7:20 or 7:30, and I had no idea what was going on. So I answered the phone and I said, "Hey, you know, Altitude Sports Radio, this is Nelly. What's going on this morning?" And they just said, "Yeah, I just want to let you know that Mark Mosier's a pig." And I said,
I love this.
I said, come again? And they said, yeah, you got it. And then they just hung up.
Yes.
And then somebody texted in and said, Mark Mosier is a gross pig with women. And those came in at the same time.
They upped the ante.
And I said, what the heck's going on?
Yeah.
And so I went into the studio and I said, Moj, what's going on? And I saw him furiously writing something on the back of a piece of paper. And he started asking me where the tape was. And when he does that, I know he wants to put a mean message on the window of our studio so you guys see it when he walks by. And
he comes over here and slaps it up against our window in the studio.
So at that point, I knew it was a joke.
Now, this was all based on Mosier leaving the office the other day with Katie, and he blew a big old snot rocket out of his nose and had snot hanging there. And I found it incredibly offensive, so that's why I was making everybody call Altitude. But did you get a pretty good turnout, though, at least from our listeners? Did they step up?
Yeah, we got a handful of texts. We got I don't know, four or five calls throughout the morning. They kept coming in.
Like throughout the afternoon, just randomly?
I don't know if the morning sprint or PhD got them, but we got a good handful. And I was texting with your boss,
Big Rob,
and I told him, honestly, shout out your fans. Like, way to commit to the bit. You got some good listeners that they were willing to play ball.
Mixed fans.
Thank you, Mix fan. That's fantastic.
All right, I got to go back and get people stoked about the Rockies, baby. We'll see you down there.
Points and stats. Go run. Get out of here.
Let's go, Rockies. Thanks, Nelly.
Thanks, Nelly.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so a big old thank you to all of our listeners who did step up yesterday and have some fun with us by poking the bear over there at Altitude.
You don't even know how much joy we get from that.
It made me so happy because those guys, they're just all so sports. You know,
sports,
anytime
hearts.
I get a chance to poke them. I did tell Katie, like, I'm pretty good with banter.
Yeah.
You know, I've been doing this a long time. I'm good with comebacks. I'm pretty witty.
Yeah.
But the thing is they started talking about us over there after this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, like, three or four sports guys coming after me on the air. And I was like, I'm good with one, maybe two, because I was going to run over there, get on the air with them.
You were.
I was like, I don't think I want to go into the lion's den when there's like four sports guys coming at me.
Well, because they're quick-witted too.
That's like, the problem. Those guys are really quick-witted.
Don't sleep on the sports guys.
Cause... I can handle one, maybe two, but I was like, I don't think I'm going to go over there and give them hell when there's four of them because they're going to just kill me.
No, and that's it too, is they'll completely just annihilate your whole day. They'll just give you play-by-play of everything you did wrong.
They really will. So in regards to that as well, I went off just a couple days ago. About the guy over there. What's his name? Mark something?
Mike Sanford is Mike Sanford. His name. We call him Coach.
And everyone in the building calls him Coach.
Yeah.
And I went on the air here and I said, I'm not calling him Coach because he's not my coach, okay?
Yeah.
He's never coached me. He's never coached my family. He's never coached my kids. And it just seemed funny to me that he comes wandering into work every day and like HR's like, hey, coach.
Everybody calls him
the
coach.
The office manager's like, hey, coach.
Yeah.
Accounting's like, coach, good to see you another day. Have a good show. I'm like, I'm not calling him coach because it's ridiculous.
You put your foot down. You
put
just weren't going to do it.
Put my foot down. Made a big deal about it. Then I had people messaging me for a couple days afterwards, just calling me coach. I had employees here yesterday calling me coach for some reason. He walked in the front doors yesterday, and we were in a meeting. Everybody in the meeting went, coach!
Yeah, now they're doing it
just to
make
irritate me, okay?
Yeah.
So I was so irritated by all of this. Let me tell you what the universe did to me. So last night, we had to make our way over to the high school for my son, because he's starting high school next year. And it was athletics night.
Oh.
So it was the night where we all go sit in the gym, and they lined up probably 25, 30 of all the athletic directors and coaches from the high school. And guess what? Every one of them were referred to as
coach.
Coach.
Yes.
Coach. 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 Yes. Coach. 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 And then we had to go into individual classrooms to, like, learn about each sport and the activities and the process of everything. And everybody referred to those people in that room as coach.
And you probably could not hide.
How many times I looked at Nicole and I was like, this is so the universe right now getting back at me.
Absolutely.
Right after we did this whole shtick on the show about I'm not calling anyone coach, we had to go to an event with 40 different coaches.
And you called them all coach.
And talk to them. And you'll be very proud of me.
Did you call them coach?
I didn't call one of them coach while we were in there.
I'm not proud at all. Like, I wanted you to fall in line, Jer.
They're not my coach yet.
I know,
none of them. So I called them all by their first name.
No, you were the one person.
I was the one guy.
Well, hello, Teresa.
Tell me a little bit about cross country there, Teresa. And she's like, pardon me? But I just thought that was so perfect. It's like the cherry on top for my week of sports here on Mixed.
Universe kind of slapped you in the face
a little bit. Right in my coach. It punched me right in my coach.
Mix 100.
Had a message from listener Jess come into my Instagram account a couple days ago. So I was like, we should probably read this on the air and revisit it. She said, hey, Jer, I've heard you say this for years on the show, and I need answers. Why do you always say that all Angelas are hot? Like, where did that even come from? She wrote. Have you genuinely met enough Angelas in your life to confidently make that claim? She goes on to say, because now I can't not notice it. Every time I meet an Angela, I immediately think, wait, Jeremy might be onto something here because she's hot.
Yeah.
I need the origin story, and while we're at it, do you have other names like that? Names where you instantly attach attributes to them even before you meet them. I feel like this could spiral into a whole list, and I'm here for it. And that's from Jessica. That's very nice of you to write in, Jess. Very sweet. And yes, for years and years, I've said all Angelas are hot. And it's all based on an Angela from elementary school.
Oh, well, going way back.
Getting in the way back machine, by far the hottest Angela at, I'm not going to say the name of the school, but when I was in elementary school, everybody had a crush on Angela. And I'm actually friends with her on Facebook to this day. She
still
listens
hot?
To the show. Still banging.
Okay.
Still incredibly hot.
It tracks.
And since then, I have met numerous Angelas. And honest to God, they're all hot.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it is. Instantly The hotness factor jumps to like 100% if your name is Angela for me. So we are going to open up the phone lines to this. And like Jess said, is there other names like that that you instantly put attributes to? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. I mean, they don't all have to be like hot.
Yeah.
You know, there's other things. But before we get into any more, though, who was this that called?
This was Mike.
Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good morning, buddy.
Let me get off my speaker.
Yeah, thanks.
Sorry about that. All right. Sorry. Yeah.
What's the name?
Tanya.
What about Tanya's?
You're just super sexy. Super
sexy.
Also,
all Tanya's are sexy to you.
Yeah, I'm dating one right now. She's really hot.
Well, so
that's
smart.
Why.
So smart to
that's
call
why
in,
you're
Mike.
Saying it.
She's got a great personality. She's
and
just
she's
a beautiful soul.
Hot.
Aww.
Okay, so you're saying
hot,
all Tanya's.
Yeah.
It's like my Angelus. So for you, it's all Tanya's. Get your motor running.
Well, and Mike, does it matter
yeah.
with the Tanya's? Does it have to be spelled a certain way? Or does it's just all Tanya's
it's all
across
Tanya's.
The board? Does it matter?
It's spelled T-O-N-J-A.
Oh, hers is even a little more different.
All right.
Yeah, still
she's,
hot.
She's German.
What's funny
she's
is
German.
I think all Mike's are hornballs. So.
Is
that's
he wrong?
What she told me.
That's what she said. She knows you. Buddy, thanks for sounding off today. Thanks for the laughs. Have
and,
a good one.
It's our anniversary, so happy anniversary, babe.
Oh,
we love you. Hot Tanya.
Yes.
Kisses,
happy anniversary,
kisses.
Mike and Tanya.
Thanks for calling in, buddy. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Later,
bye.
Gator.
Okay.
What are the names that you find hot, annoying? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. You got one?
I have a couple because when it comes to women, I feel like every Tiffany I've ever came across has been smoking hot. And one Tiffany specifically stole the man that I loved. So I always, whenever I see the name Tiffany, one, it makes me immediately cringe because I'm like, you stole my man. And then also they're hot. Like they are, every Tiffany I've ever met is just smoking. So
Tiffany to me is like a ditzy name. So I feel like every Tiffany is kind of like, oh my God. Oh my God.
No, I totally
tiff,
think.
Tiff.
Like perfect body, perfect hair, nail, skin, all of it.
Really?
10 out of 10. Yeah. So Tiffany. And then for a guy, for me, I've talked about this before, but Patrick. I mean, Patrick is a name for me that, like, when I'm dating online and stuff, and if I see a Patrick that comes up on, you know, the swipe left or right, I immediately swipe right.
You're
I don't instantly
attractive
read
to
anything
Patrick's.
Else about them. I don't, like, it's just, I'm like, you must be hotter in person, too. So swipe right on Patrick every single time. So those are, like, my two when it comes to men and women who I just automatically assume are hot.
Yeah, kicking the hotness to the side, Brents have always been, to me, like, dopey guys.
Okay.
Brents are always like, hey, you guys want to hit the gym? You can spot me, and then afterwards we'll play some flag football.
Your bro dude.
Drinking some Natty Lights.
Brent is your bro
Brent.
Dude.
Hey,
yeah.
What's up? I'm Brent. Josh, you got a name?
Yeah, I have one that always irks me. Sarah. Every Sarah I've met, I've dated two. They were just horrible people. I'm sorry.
So Sarahs are horrible
Sarahs
people.
Sarahs are horrible
people.
And then obviously Jennies are hot. Jennies
yeah.
are super, super
Jenny's
hot. But Sarah's, I will never name my daughter Sarah. Like if someone introduces and they're going, hi, I'm Sarah. I go, oh
barf. Get away
no.
from me.
Don't
Sarahs
like
are
you.
Gross.
Automatically.
We're talking about the names that you hear, and maybe it automatically gives you the ick, or you're like, oh, no, that person's incredibly hot. It's like the attributes that you automatically attach to these names.
Yeah.
Couple texts that came in. All Joes are braggers. When you talk to a Joe, you get their entire life story, and they brag about everything. Avoid Joes at all costs. Somebody said Jessica's. All Jessicas are messy.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of my sister because my sister's a Jessica. And kind of messy.
Yeah.
If I peek into her car, it's filthy. And then Hannah's. Somebody wrote in and said all Hannah's are hoochie mamas.
Oh,
yep.
No.
Can attest.
All Hannah's are OnlyFans models. So if you're with a Hannah.
No.
She's a hoochie
my
mama.
Sister.
Don't do
hoochie kind of
like
goes together, too. Hoochie Hannah, I think. So, anyway, if you want to sound off, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Is it Erebus?
Yes.
Hi, good morning, Erebus.
Hi.
So what's the name that you attach something to?
So I get married in 5 days to my husband, Mercury, and I think that's the hottest name.
Jimmy!
Is that your husband in the background?
Mercury?
Is that what this is turning into? Yeah. Is everybody's just going to call in and say that their lover's name is the best name ever?
I'm here for that.
Come on.
I like that.
I can't hear Josh.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Mercury.
Erebus, what's a name that instantly like gives you like the ick, the cringe?
Kyle.
Kyle. Yes, Kyle. Yes.
Yeah,
all Kyles are kind of like, dorky and like, ugh.
It's like they always wear like a beanie and camo and love like Red Bull and are like doing the craziest stuff.
My name's Kyle. Does anybody have a Red Bull?
Right. You see my beanie?
I just need some energy right now. Where's my board?
And then,
yeah.
And then women, it's Karen. Like I've never met a nice Karen.
Yeah, that kind of goes along with the cliche of you know they're gonna leave us a bad Yelp review. So
or the overly nice Karen because they're trying to
make up for
it. Exactly.
For all
I
the other horrible.
I'm sweet.
Yeah. Erebus,
let me speak to your manager.
Yeah. You guys are funny. Have a good weekend. Thanks for calling.
Congrats, guys.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Marley.
Hello. Good morning.
Okay, so why do I feel like all Marleys are kind of like, hi, I'm Marley. I'm kind of ditzy.
No.
How many Marleys do you know?
Oh, good so many question. Marleys. And they're all like kind of spacey.
Oh, well, I guess I should pick another job.
Sorry, Marley. All right, so what's your name?
So I've had a philosophy for years that, every Kevin that you'll ever meet, you'll never meet a mean Kevin. And I ended up marrying one, and it's very true. Like, have you guys ever met a mean Kevin?
You know what? We've got, the boss of our sports station, his name is Kevin, and one of the most jolly dudes that I have ever met.
Yeah. He always brings us breakfast sandwiches, which makes him even nicer. Like,
he's such a good,
nice guy.
Yeah,
like,
that's
you'll never meet a mean Kevin.
That's funny.
You nailed that one. That
I
one
like
is
that
spot
one.
On. All Kevins are nice.
We like our Kevin.
And then,
so.
Yes, mine's the best. But I have to give my hot guy name, and it's got to be Jesse.
Jesse. Hi, I'm Jesse.
Like Uncle Jesse from Full House.
I just rode in without my shirt on a horse, and I'm so sweaty.
Yeah, no, yeah.
With a guitar, singing, you know, Jesse McCartney right there.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, Jesse.
So settle down.
I'm
now you got
sorry,
Katie
like
all fired
Jesse.
Up, Marley.
I like that one.
You got all fired up.
You came in swinging today.
Have a good weekend. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Later,
bye.
Gator. All right, we'll do two more. I got Julie and Chelsea. Hi, Chelsea.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Chelsea. Oh, what's my?
You know what I mean, oh, you big
Chelsea?
Goof.
You just said it. I think all Charlies are weird.
Charlie is a weird name, isn't
Charlie.
It?
Like, it can't be Charles and it can't be Chuck. It has to be Weird Charlie with like an IE. I don't know. They've always been weird to
Charlie
me.
With an IE.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
I could
you know
see
what?
That.
I like Charlie for a girl. Like, that is a new trend with Charlie for a baby girl's name. And I like
see,
that. Does that automatically make them weird, too?
No.
Does that kind of count
no.
it out?
That's okay. up there with Hannah's, I think. The Charlie IE girl name is like an OnlyFans model.
No, it's
oh.
not.
It's a hoochie.
Hi, I'm Charlie.
No.
You can see me on OnlyFans.
Uh-huh.
No, it is not.
Charlie and Hannah's get together and they make videos together.
And also, Weird Jeremy's. Weird Jeremy's. Always. No, I'm just kidding.
Weird Jeremy, yes! Jeez. I love that.
I don't like that at all.
That was so
Why
perfect.
Are you coming in hot for me, Chelsea?
That was so perfect, Chelsea.
You're coming in
Sorry.
Hot.
Sorry. I got to give you something.
You
yeah,
do.
You do. I love you.
Right, bye, guys.
Bye.
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 This one's really good that came in. It was Cody's. All Cody's are Ram truck drivers who wear trucker hats and Oakley shades sitting on top of the brim of the trucker hat. That's all Cody's.
That's all Cody's.
Why don't you guys load up in my Ram and we'll go snowboarding? Oh, I'm a Cody.
I know how you feel about Rams, too.
And Ram drivers are the worst.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do one more. Hi, Julie.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, so what's the name?
Derek.
What's up with Derek's? Hot or what?
No, they're jerks. They're egotistical. to put it nicely.
Jeez, don't hold back.
What did Derek do to you, Julie?
Yeah, show me on this doll where Derek hurt you.
Well, we had a new boss come in when I had an office job that just you know, raised all kinds of problems. And he was just very egotistical, and I hate egos. I hate people that are egotistical. And now the job where I work now, there's one that just is an egotistical jerk.
Another Derek.
Boy, Julie. Yes. You're surrounded by a lot of big egos.
I know.
Yes. And I don't like it.
No.
Well, you're talking to one right now. You seem to be doing fine.
Your name's not Derek.
You're Jeremy.
Jeremy's just my stage name. I'm actually Derek in real life.
You're so funny.
Biggest ego in town, I'll tell you that much.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
It is time. It is time. Is this Lindy?
Yes, sir, it is. Good morning.
Good morning, Lindy. Not Cindy, not Wendy. Lindy.
Not Bindi.
No.
Yep, Lindy.
Well, you might be. I don't know you personally.
Oh, stop.
I don't know. Lindy, it's awfully nice to meet you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I live in a small town called Carr, Colorado, and I am the resident mail lady, so I am on my way to work.
Okay.
Where the hell is Carr, Colorado? I've lived here my entire life.
It's about 25 miles south of the Wyoming border. It's the last town before you hit Cheyenne.
No way. You're way up there then. Well, that's
I am way out here.
That's fantastic. That's got to be nice. Not a lot of people. Yeah. Quiet.
80612, huh, Lindy?
Is that what it is?
80612, yes, ma'am.
No way.
That's what comes up when I searched Carr, Colorado.
I bet.
So.
That's great.
That's good.
Well, thank you for listening so far away, Lindy. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, I listen to you guys every morning when I can, when I get frickin' service.
Oh. Frickin' service.
We like you already, Lindy. You're fun.
Yeah, leave it there. No more potty words, okay? No
yeah,
more
yeah, potty. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got it. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whatever. Whatever. All right, Lindy, here's how this is going to work. I'm going to give you and Katie the same five pop culture trivia questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie because she made up the rules and she's a diva monster. Right.
Yeah, and I love her, so I don't care.
She's
yes,
all right.
Lindy.
I'll tell you what, she's had this stomach ache all morning, though, and she has let us know. She has let us
know. I had a bad one yesterday, and then I woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning, so we're kind of even.
Okay.
Oh, we got a couple grumpus
today. That's almost
exactly
what happened to me. Yeah, like it took me out yesterday. I slept a lot, and then I woke up today still feeling kind of new.
The bad thing is she accidentally pooped in her bed, too.
No, I did not.
So. It was a mess.
TMI.
It was everywhere. It was everywhere. All right, Lindy, tell Katie to get out of the studio.
Get your booty out of there,
all
Katie.
All right. Good luck, Lindy.
Get that diarrhea booty out of here. Lindy, she goes off into a little soundproof room. She can't hear anything. I come up with the question, so there's no cheating. And we'll find out how you do when we bring her back into the studio.
I'm really nervous, so.
Are you? All right, well, take a breath. Just take a big breath for me.
Okay, we're good.
All right. Take some of that mail and just pat your forehead. Get some of that sweat off. Hey, I got to ask you, do you, like, read the postcards and the magazines that people get?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, good. Good for you. I would do the same
thing. Because then I don't have to buy it, you know?
Yeah, I'd be doing the same thing. I'd pull over and read all the magazines. All right, here we go. Here's your first question for Katie Crush. What Nickelodeon cartoon featured a character named Tommy Pickles?
Oof.
Oof. No cheating. Come
Rugrats.
On. What?
Rugrats.
All right. Don't cheat. Don't you Google these.
I'm pulled over. Right. I don't even get service. So I'm like hoping I can
frickin'
still stay on the phone with you.
Frickin' service. All right, Lindy, the second question. What school does Harry Potter attend?
Hogwarts.
Your third question for Katie Crush. Who interrupted Taylor Swift at the 2009 VMAs?
Kanye.
Oof. All right, your fourth question. What actor plays Deadpool?
Oh, Ryan Reynolds, the sexiest man alive.
Whoa, easy, girl. Settle down.
We're talking to two guys right here.
He's pretty sexy, though. He's really sexy. All right, here's your fifth and final question for Katie Crush. What 2021 HBO show starred Zendaya as Rue?
Oof, and the new one's coming out April 12th, Euphoria.
Wow. You're big on the oof.
Yes.
All right, we brought Katie back in the studio for round two, part two of Katie Crush. Lindy, are you still with us out in Carr, Colorado?
I am.
So I just looked up Carr, Colorado. Your post office is like the size of a tough shed.
Yes, and it's permanently closed. So we work out of Nunn, Colorado, which is about 15 miles south of me.
Okay. Because, yeah, that is like the world's smallest post office in Carr.
Yep. We had to expand, so.
They say nothing's left out there but a few old houses, a church, and a schoolhouse. How long does it take you to deliver the mail out there? Like 45 minutes?
No, it's about 100 square miles, so it takes me about 4 hours, 4.5, depending on the wind, snow, rain, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, God, that's fantastic. Again, nice and quiet. I would love that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I do. I do enjoy all my customers, too, and you guys give me a laugh every morning, so it puts me in a good mood.
That's very kind of you. Very
best
sweet.
Job ever, sounds like.
Yeah. Katie's like, that's nice, but get ready to be crushed.
Okay.
All right, Katie, I'm going to give you the same five questions that I gave sweet male lady Lindy. Are you ready to play?
So ready.
What Nickelodeon cartoon featured a character named Tommy Pickles?
Oh, that was Rugrats. With his big old bald head, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Lindy, you said Rugrats as well.
Yay!
Woo.
Yay!
Hooray! Isn't that the best character name ever? Too,
oh, yeah.
Tommy Pickles?
Yeah.
All right, what school does Harry Potter go to?
Hogwarts.
Lindy?
Yes.
Said Hogwarts? Yeah.
You said Hogwarts?
Yeah, okay, good.
Yes. Katie Cat, who interrupted Taylor Swift at the 09 VMAs?
I'm going to let you finish. It was Kanye. Yes.
Oh, Lindy. You said the same thing.
Yes, okay.
Both of you unstoppable today.
Watch us go.
Watch you go. Who is the actor that plays Deadpool?
Ryan Reynolds. Yeah?
Lindy. You said Ryan Reynolds, and you went, ooh, baby, take me now. You're so sexy. I love you so much. Ooh, baby.
She should get an extra point for that.
Katie, you should have heard her.
Well, it's Ryan Reynolds. I'd
She's
probably agree.
She's got the hots for that guy ooh, like nobody else.
He is sexy, isn't he, Lindy?
Heck yeah.
Heck
man.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Get you some. All right, final question. What HBO show stars Zendaya as Rue?
Yeah, it's Euphoria.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lindy, you also said Euphoria.
Yeah. Oh, you got them
five
all
for five.
Right.
You guys unstoppable today.
Lindy, he came like that. Like, you got them all right, Lindy.
Yeah, that's how that works, Katie. Five for five. But ties go to Katie.
Yeah.
But I've been feeling like I'm in a good mood again.
Yes, good. Good. Hey.
I did this earlier this week, too, because it pisses me off so much when Katie wins. And Lindy, you're out in Carr, Colorado. I feel like you need to make your way down to the big city.
Yeah, I do on occasion. It takes me a little while to get down there, but I would love to get down there and have a night out.
Yeah, I want you to have a night out because you're working hard in a rural area. So I'm going to go ahead and give you a pair of tickets to go to the Alamo Draft House, go see a movie on
awesome.
JKJ.
Thank you, guys. You guys are the best. I love you guys.
Well, we can't thank you enough for listening to us each and every day while you're out there working hard. Really appreciate you, Lindy.
Thanks, guys.
I'm going to put you on hold.
I love you, Katie.
I love you too, Lindy. Good job today.
You guys have a good weekend.
Did you guys just become best friends?
Pretty sure it's just what happened.
Maybe. I would love to meet you. So, maybe we could connect.
I would love that. Okay.
Piggyback rides for everybody.
I know, exactly. We'll make it happen, Lindy.
Lindy, I'm going to put you on hold. Josh will come back and tell you about your prize. Don't go anywhere. That's it. That wraps up a fun week of shows for JKJ. Just a reminder, if you are heading downtown here in just a bit to go see the Rockies home opener, tell everybody where we're going to be set up.
Okay, we're going to be up at Denver Chop House. You make me feel like I'm in trouble when you say
now,
my real
Katrina.
Name. Yes, we'll be there starting at 11. Come check out the Tap to Start 360 photo booth. That thing is so neat. You're going to get some really neat stuff to put up on social media with that. But it is a big party. You know how we do it on opening day, the home opener. We have a lot of fun. So come have fun with us. Again, Denver Chop House. That's where the whole Mix crew is going to be for the Rockies home opener. So let's go Rockies for Mix 100.
Let's go Rockies. Woo! Everyone have a great weekend, a great Easter, and we'll be back on Monday morning. We are Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100. Bye.
See ya.